Hello and welcome to the Confused But Alive podcast. I'm Ronan. My co-host is usually Miles, but he's out of the country currently saving orphans and puppies from a bus crash. Today I have my buddy and my gym partner, Moto Moto. If you want to introduce yourself, go for it.
Hello, I am Moto Moto, or Julian, whichever. I am his gym partner. Also, I never got context of where Miles was. He's what?
Yeah, no, he's in Europe saving an orphanage full of puppies.
And he's skipping gym?
No, of course not.
Oh, I was going to say, shame on him.
Yeah, of course. He's doing a workout in between saving orphanages. It's a really long excursion. He'll be back next week or soonish.
Okay.
Depends on how many orphaned puppies there are.
Can I have them?
You have to ask him. So today we're going to try something a little bit different. I am not knowledgeable in anything that has to do with CS. And Julian is your CS major, correct?
Correct.
And I want to learn about it. I have a couple questions regarding it. I have questions of why you chose it, as well as just overall introduce you and learn a little bit about you and just talk about it. Does that sound okay?
I'm all game for it.
Yeah, and he has been briefed on stuff prior. I just haven't told him specific questions. He's not going completely blind. I didn't just take him and be like, all right, you ready?
Most of our trips.
That is most of our trips. Do you want to explain that? I have a bad habit.
So with Ronan, I've started going out more frequently due to certain circumstances and so on. And the first few times I did go out, and by go out, we mean like out in nature, hiking, camping, or so on. He's like, hey, do you want to go camping? I said yes, and then refused to elaborate, and we went on to our workout for maybe 30, 40 minutes. Then I was told when it was, where we're going.
See, it isn't that I refused to elaborate, it's that I forgot to elaborate. Because we got into the gym, and you were like, hey, where are we going? And I was like, oh, California.
Yeah, keep in mind, I didn't tell my mom about this until like a week before.
Yeah, so we were kind of just, it's very last minute. It was the same thing when we were going rock climbing. I took him rock climbing outdoors for the first time. And it was a, hey, you want to go rock climbing? Sure. And then I took him rock climbing. When did you ask me where you were going? Was it the day of?
I think it was the morning of.
I was like, oh, we're going to Superior, we're going to climb here.
That's how it's been. You just tell me, hey, rock climbing. Yeah, we figure out how I get there. And then I'm like, wait, where are we going? Who's coming? And then I don't know. I just agree.
He just agrees. So it's not my fault that he doesn't have any information. He doesn't ask.
You're supposed to provide it.
Only if you ask.
Fair enough.
It's said in the contract.
There's a contract? Listen,
the introvert adoption program was very specific about this.
When did I sign a contract?
You didn't. I did. Don't worry about it. Okay, so on to the bit of today's topic. Julian, I wanted to ask you about CS. And if you could explain just a little bit about why you chose your major, what you want to do with it, why you like it, and what its applications are. I'm curious. I want to learn. And you know that I don't know much about this, so go from a point of view of me being completely clueless, completely confused, etc.
So, let's start with why I chose CS. To be honest, it was a very similar boat to you, how you chose mechanical. I kind of just did it in high school and went from there. So, I got introduced to coding, I think it was maybe sophomore year or so, where I was invited to a yearly event that happens across the world. It's called 1 Hour of Code. And what it is, it's literally for an entire hour, you're programming. And it was an event that I was invited to attend just for the matter of, because it's used to spread awareness, not really awareness, but spread programming coding to people, to kids, anybody who wants to learn it. And they introduced it using block coding. Which, if you don't know about block coding, it's basically you drag and drop blocks of code instead of writing text.
Mm-hmm.
It's very simple. It's more like game-like, but it still gives you the essence of what coding is.
So my kind of coding. Very simple. Very no brain involved. Just drag and drop.
Exactly. Like the if statement, it's literally like a rectangle. Mm-hmm. And inside the rectangle, you can put stuff if that's true.
Gotcha.
Like it's extremely simple. And that's the first time I ever got introduced to it. Actually, no, second time. I lied. The first time was me introducing myself to it freshman year with a programmable robot that we bought. So me and one of my old friends created a maze, and we taught ourselves how to code using this robot and made the robot go through the maze. And then this was like a self-led project in which we taught other people how to do it and so on. So it was the first time. From there, kind of shot up my interest a little bit. It kind of blew on and off. And then when it came time to pick majors, I'm like, I don't know what the hell I want to do. And I'm like, you know what? I did coding 2 or 3 times. I said I kind of liked it. Let's go for it. And that's basically how I started. I liked it. I enjoyed it. But I didn't know enough of it to be like, oh, I love this. So it's kind of like a leap of faith, basically.
Kind of like what I did, where I was like, I tried this, let's do it. And now I'm...
Exactly.
I'm here.
Exactly.
Okay. No, I got you. So, following those questions, like, so how has your experience been with it so far in college? Like, how have you enjoyed it? Does it feel like it's what you expected?
So, I'm kind of split this into 2 different ways. Because the actual program itself, I'm enjoying it, but not the experience at the college. Mainly because professors in our college are very bad for engineering. Yeah. So it makes it so much more less enjoyable. But in terms of the actual program itself, I've loved it, every single bit of it. There is certain aspects of programming I don't like, because there's multiple types of programming. Like, you could be some sort of software developer, cybersecurity, data programmer, and so on. All of those deal with different aspects. And again, I'm not a pro by whatever means. This is like knowledge I've learned through bits and pieces of like conversation with other people. So it's really not complete. But I've enjoyed it a lot. But personally, like, there's pieces that I don't like. For example, cybersecurity, I didn't really enjoy. I took that course this last semester. But the software development stuff I really did enjoy, which is like semi what I'm going into. And the experience so far has been very, very well. Like, I enjoyed it so much. It can be a bit stressful, but it's mainly of how I managed myself. I still kind of do it, but not as much as before. I used to procrastinate a bunch and would start, like, whole programming assignments, like, day of or 2 days before, which is, one, a horrible idea just in general for assignments. For coding assignments, it's even more horrible. I would sit down and, like, one assignment, I started 3 days prior to the deadline. I sat down coding probably like 10 hours straight for those 3 days, trying to complete the assignment.
Sounds like 70%. I was trying to do a much, much simpler kind of code. I was doing, granted, I hate MATLAB, but I was doing MATLAB on a homework assignment, and I had this one question that I just had to code to calculate my answer. It was easier than plugging it into like a online calculator. I spent 2.5 hours on this code, Julian. It was like 30 lines. I had a misplaced apostrophe.
And it gets the best of us, man.
It was the entire issue. It took 3 people looking at it. No, it was a parenthesis. It was a parenthesis. Ah,
one of those.
Yeah, I can only imagine. I can only imagine how bad it is when for coding, putting it off when it's actually like your full assignment.
Yeah, there's a similar experience to that. That kind of it sticks in my head every single day. You took FSC 100, right?
Yes.
So I had FSC 100. And we did the Lego robot, like Lego car. They had to go through, program through the maze or something like that. Yeah. And, well, that's actually pointless, is what I'm trying to say. But in FSC 100, while we were coding with MATLAB, which is disgusting, I hate MATLAB. I never want to touch it, but I have to use it next semester.
Sucks.
We were told to make certain functions or figure out a certain problem. And one specific problem was to tell if an inputted number is a prime number. Yes. And us being programmers, at least like we, some of, like a good amount of us had like history of it. We're like, okay, we need to find some sort of algorithm, find some sort of way to figure it out. We're here checking everything, trying to do loops and stuff like that, right? And then one of the TAs comes up like, what are you guys doing? I was like, what do you mean? We're trying to figure this out. It's like, there's a function for this. It's literally just called isPrime, and you put the number in. And that taught me a very valuable lesson.
What, to ask questions or to not try that hard?
Both of those. Because a lot of very simple things usually have some sort of method that you can use to your advantage to make something so much more simpler.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, yeah, coding is lazy engineering in a way. Obviously, you can't be lazy because if you make it incorrectly and stuff like that, you can put
quote unquote lazy engineering, but just you're shifting the difficulty. You can basically make, for MATLAB, for example, you basically, it's a calculator that you can make work in any specific way you want. So it's lazy in the sense of you don't have to handwrite it, hand solve it, or plug it into different places. But it's still hard because you have to create your own entire code to answer your question.
Another thing that's kind of funny, but I kind of took the more systematic route. The entirety of my major and as a degree is useless because you can learn it all on YouTube.
Yeah, you told me that before.
If you cannot afford college and you're trying to get to CS, it doesn't matter. There are entire courses online that you can get for free that will teach you all you need to know, and all you need to do is create a portfolio, start making projects. It doesn't have to be legit products that you like put out for purchase and stuff like that, but make a simulated product and put like, you know, stuff that companies want to see.
Prove that you know what you're doing.
Exactly.
That kind of leads into a bit of the next question I had for you, which is, what do you hope to do with it after college? Like, where do you hope to go? How do you hope to apply it? Do you want to create something specific for yourself? Do you want to hop under a company? What's your plan?
So, at the moment, the goal is to become a full stack developer, which is a combination of front end and back end development. To keep it simple, front end is the on the face of a website. So we're talking about layout, we're talking about how it looks, we're talking about buttons and so on, right? And back end is going to be literally the back end, all the processing, all of it. So for example, with your banking or something, how it has like all your balances, how it has routing, everything, right? That is every single process in the background that is done, from transaction, from transferring, from anything, is backend. And that's done using various different libraries, APIs, connecting to different services, servers, all this type of jazz that I have no clue about right now. But that is generally what I'm trying to get into. It's more the web development side of things. And full stack development, from the memes and things I've said, you become a walking IT department.
And so basically, I'm bringing you my laptop when it shuts down.
Hopefully. I could probably fix it to a decent extent, which I hate, but like when your mom gave me her phone, I'm like, but she's not that wrong.
Hey, this isn't working. Fix it.
There's like, oh my God, have you heard the stereotypes where it's like two things that programmers hate? Like, one, can you fix so and so? And two, can you hack this? Like, I've been asked that so many times. Listen,
the answer is yes, but stop asking.
I could very much learn how to hack things, but one, I don't want to get in trouble with the law, and two, it's cybersecurity. I don't like that.
Fair enough. Well, we're on the topic of other sections. What are things you can do with a CS major? Because you mentioned cybersecurity, you mentioned working on software. What are a couple different things you can do with it?
So the thing with that question, I can answer very little of it because there is so much you can do with the CS degree. And especially I have a general CS degree. I don't have any focus in like software development, cybersecurity, and like that, which I do have the opportunity to do if I wanted to. But I'm a year and a half off graduating. It's too late.
Fair enough.
So I'm just going general CS degree, and I did my own personal focus. Like, this is what I want to get into. But there's so much you can do from software development, which you're creating applications to websites, right? But then even inside those applications and websites, you have different things. You have websites, you have mobile applications, you have desktop applications, you have console applications, you have applications of every single format to every single device that can access it. There's a different way that that needs to be processed, formatted, and so on. So, like, for example, if you're looking at a simple app, like, for example, I'm just going to have my desktop, the Steam, right? Video game. Mm-hmm. On desktop, there's a certain way it looks. But on mobile, there's an entirely separate way it looks. But then also, when you look at the web browser, the separate way it looks. All of those are different formats for everything, but they all lead to like the same server, same accessing. And each of those is a different type of software development because there's a different procedures, standards, and so on that there is in each of those. And then you can move on to something different, like cybersecurity. Cybersecurity is basically what it sounds. It's the security of the internet. And you can work as a security for a company, making sure their security as a company is okay, and you're constantly developing things, checking things. I believe cybersecurity in terms of companies and government, your job is literally to break their system, because you find a loophole by breaking it and fix it.
So like, it's a lot of okay, your specific job is to find out how to break our security and stop that from being possible.
I believe so. I could be wrong. Because, again, it's not an area I particularly enjoy. So I never really got more depth into it. But that's what it is. Like, I believe there's even been a point where hackers that have been caught have literally been hired by the government.
Yeah.
And that's, which is, one, honestly, kind of crazy. But, there's so much you can do. Like, those are two big ones that I know, but you can even go into any sort of programming for, like, when you go into different areas such as med and stuff like that, right? There's so much programming in all of those. Because in med, you can use programs that, for example, I don't know, maybe create, like, a simulation of a DNA sample or something. I don't know. I don't know a lot about med that what you can do, but the thing with CS is that it's so embedded in anything technology that if you use technology or electronics, CS is involved. It is absolutely everywhere and anywhere. So answering that question is extremely broad and difficult, especially because my knowledge base is not that big. But you can get an idea, like, anywhere there's electronics, it's just there.
So, bit of everything. And a bit of everywhere. So, do you have anything else you want to share about CS and about yourself? Because if not, I have a couple other questions that move away from computer science, away from college, just more about you, if you're okay with going in that direction. Unless you have certain things you want to touch on.
Couple things to say. I guess more general advice, I guess.
Sure. What do you got?
So, it's some very extremely basic stuff, but It's literally everything that every programmer student refuses to do. Just start programming.
The hardest part about anything is just starting.
It really is, because you can learn everything on a theoretical level and understand it entirely, but you cannot apply it. And that's a basic problem that happens a lot. Like, for example, I had that problem a multitude of times. I learned about different type of classes and stuff, of like how you can set them up, and because there's a bunch of different relations between aggregation, inheritance, so on. I won't go into them, but there's a certain way you set up the program so that has different features. And we were spoon-fed these files, like these set of files, that already had all these set up. And we were never shown how to do it ourselves. So like the following semester, we got into a more advanced program. It's like, all right, do this. We give you nothing. We just give you instructions. Figure it out. And everybody was lost. Like, how do we do this? We weren't taught. We were spoon-fed this.
Mm-hmm. You were given like a little bit. You were given the information like, here it is. This is what it is. It's not how to actually put it together. Not actually how to do it. Just here you go. And then they immediately chuck you into the deep end. They're like, you know how to swim, right? You got this.
Yep. And then the very last.
I know the feeling, trust me. Trust me, I do.
And the very last thing really is, if you do like CS, right, but money is a big issue in terms of college, don't force yourself to go into college. Really don't. It's not necessary. In fact, it may take longer for you to get a job, because in 1 year of you hyper-focusing CS and learning it, you could probably land a job. And the reason I'm doing college personally is because I fortunately had the opportunity to get a full ride.
So you might as well.
I might as well get the degree with it. College, to be honest, the biggest benefit of college is connections.
Mm-hmm. And as your one of your professors consistently talks about.
Yeah. Yes. And specifically you know military connections.
How he likes to brag.
Yeah, there's a certain professor, I won't name the professor, but he is absolutely obsessed with anything airplane, specifically the Boeing 737. How he brags about military connections he has. It's very weird. And his topics of conversation would be so random. Like, at some point, he was lecturing, and then he immediately moved to bribing your boss. I don't know why.
What?
Like, I went to that class just so I can laugh. I did not pay attention.
Dude, loves talking about planes reminds me specifically of when, remember the, when I was going to this smaller gym? And how I texted you, like, I needed to run to the bathroom immediately mid-set.
Yeah.
And I immediately got in the bathroom. I sat down, and two people walk in and immediately start having a conversation about planes. Just in the center of the bathroom, just talking about planes for, like, 10 minutes. I don't even think they used the bathroom.
Just fighting for your life in there, talking about planes.
Yeah, no, they're talking about, like, the 747 and everything. Like, I was not ready. Yeah. The college is really good about, if you take advantage of it,
yeah,
it's amazing to get connections. It's amazing to learn things that you want to learn or talk to people about certain things or research opportunities. College could be amazing. It's what you choose to get out of it a lot of the time. Granted, sometimes you just get bad teachers. Sometimes you just get not the course load you wanted, etc.
Oh, absolutely.
But it can be amazing in the opportunities it gives.
It's not a requirement by any means. Well, I mean, for some careers, it kind of is. But
I like for mine, mechanical engineering, you have to get a degree. Same I can't just walk up and be like, hey, I totally know how to do this thing. Hire me.
Yeah, same thing for stuff like law and med. But like there are multiple careers in which college is literally just the cherry on top. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
And CS is truly one of them. You can learn everything on YouTube and on the internet. So don't let college stop you from learning if that's kind of what's stopping you, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. College is a great benefit. Isn't required for everyone. All right, so I have a couple questions that I just wanted to ask as a like finish off. And they're just about like your hobbies and what you do outside of school. Because you're more than just a CS major. You are Julian. You're a person. You do things. And I happen to know that you got a nice camera recently, and you've been loving taking photos, and I was curious if you'd be willing to talk about that, about just your hobbies.
Stalking me or something?
Hmm?
Stalking me or something, bro? How do you know that?
How'd you know? I thought I was more subtle than that.
Are you in my closet?
I'm always in the closet, Julian.
Wait, what do you mean by that?
Don't worry about it. Answer the question.
All right, so in terms of who I am, I've been told I'm humble a lot for some reason because
you are.
But I'm nobody real special.
Liar.
Like playing. Shut up. I like playing. I'm a CS major. I do what I can with the thing. I struggle. I like playing video games on my off time. That's been a hobby and a safe place since I was a child. Mainly because I was from a low income family, so my brain automatically went to something that was one purchase, high reward. Because with video games, I could have purchased a single game and played it for years on end and never had to ask my parents or something. So it's more a little in depth, but yeah. I like going out more. The introvert adoption program, Ronan drags me out.
It was in the contract I signed.
Yeah. And I like taking pictures. I got the camera recently. And in terms of why I got the camera, which is actually going to get kind of deepish, but not a lot, and I'm perfectly fine sharing it. It's not something mm-hmm. I necessarily keep a secret, but it's not something I advertise. So the camera was something I chose to get for two reasons. One, the mechanical puzzle that comes with manual cameras, like how you take a camera, you changing the settings yourself and so on. It kind of tickles my brain the right way. And I enjoy that. But one of the biggest reasons is after a big turnaround in my life that happened recently, I've started going out and enjoying life a lot more. Especially with friends, nature, and all that. And there were many times I've tried to take pictures of things, but they didn't come out how I particularly enjoyed. And another thing is I have a really bad memory. And the way I remember things isn't by the actual moment, but how I felt in that moment. And then that associates it to the actual memory. It's very weird. I don't know how it works that much either. I'm barely learning stuff about myself, but it's fine. So basically what I was trying to do is, since I don't have a particularly amazing memory, I'm using that camera as my memory in a way.
Same kind of thing of why remember it when you can write it down.
Yes. And I'm using it in that way so I can have these moments that I've enjoyed and brought joy to my life. As well as so I can take pictures of the people I care about and hopefully they like the pictures and enjoy them as much as me.
That picture you took Saturday, dude. That you picture of rock climbing, dude, that is a good photo.
You have not dropped that, man.
It's good.
It was one picture.
It was a really good photo.
I'm really happy you enjoyed it, though.
Dude, it was seriously good.
But in terms of the camera, I guess it can be like a little soft or a little corny, I guess, cheesy, whatever you want to call it. But that's basically why I got it. It's been a nice way to record things. It's been a nice way to remember things and a way just to distract myself as well.
And I've certainly enjoyed you having the camera, especially since you've liked it so much. You've had a good time with it, and I think it's really cool. I did almost crap myself when you fell and almost crashed your camera when you were climbing.
I purposely slapped my body into everything.
I know you were like, it's human shield.
Yeah. The first time I like shoulder banged straight into the wall.
Yeah.
And the second time I went right past Mary and my upper back, I slammed straight into the wall because I stuck it out and I like used it as a stop.
Well, at least you didn't destroy the camera.
I did not. And I'm happy I did not.
All right. Is there anything else you want to talk about or is that good?
What were the questions again, to be fair? About that memory thing I was talking about.
Just take a photo next time. So it was more about just like your hobbies, like the camera, getting you outside more, the gym, etc. Just anything about you that is not just school.
Well, again, everything that I've done isn't crazy, to be honest. It's just stuff that I really enjoy or that I particularly did to help myself, really. A lot of the things I do aren't entirely out of enjoyment, but out of a need in a sense. For example, I entirely enjoy playing video games. But I had a generally rough childhood, and playing video games was just a way for me to disappear from reality, and it's just a screen in me.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where my video games journey started, as well as my brother played video games, so I kind of got it off of him. But with the childhood that I had, that kind of helped, and I've also built a really big group of friends that I've known for years now. It's running on like 10 years that I've known the same group of people. And I've played with them all the time. You've played with them. You played with a couple of them, actually.
Good dudes.
I absolutely love them. I trust them with anything and everything. They've known everything about my life since I was like 10 years old. And it's insane because I'm actually the youngest out of everybody. They're not much older. I think the oldest is like 23, 24. But I make them feel old because I'll be telling them, I've told them, like, oh yeah, I'm a year off of graduating. Like, oh God. I'm like, yep, fuck you guys. And yeah, it's just, that's in terms of gaming, that's that. And I mean, exercising, gym, right, is something I particularly do enjoy to do, but oh, I do, absolutely. And especially when I work out with you, it's so much fun.
We are so dumb.
We are. But, I mean, you know the specific reason why. I'm just going to reference it as the turnaround in my point. The event. There you go. The event, which led to my character development arc, you know. I'm pretty sure most people who do exercising in gym and stuff like that will know exactly what I'm talking about.
They can infer.
Yeah. After that happened, gym has been more of a necessity. And my initial goal was to literally just stay mentally healthy and sane. But it's been kind of slowly shifting to, I do kind of need it to be mentally happy, sane, and so on, but kind of want to get ripped, but I don't know.
Send it!
Like, I want to look good all the fuck up.
You already look a lot better, I'll tell you that for sure.
Oh, absolutely.
You've dropped a lot of weight.
I'm an entirely different person since the event.
You have literally shed a toddler's worth of weight.
Yes. Since it's honestly surreal and scary at times. It's from 280 pounds to 240 pounds.
And healthily, too. It's not like you just stopped eating.
Partially healthy.
Okay, we got you to the healthy weight loss.
Yeah, the first bit of it was I needed to forget everything, so I put my entire energy into a fucking warehouse job and workouts on my off days, and I never stopped moving physically, only eating every 12 hours, because I put myself in such a big routine the entirety of the summer. Which honestly was kind of cool. I enjoyed it a lot. But it's definitely not something that I could have done any longer because it took a toll on me mentally in a different way.
That's Julian. I appreciate you talking, dude. I really do. And especially letting me learn a little bit more about your major and why you actually do it.
Absolutely. I'm no professional by any means. I bullshit everything. As long as it works, it works. If someone already did it, Google it. It's fine.
It isn't dumb if it works.
Exactly. If it works, don't touch it.
That's the engineering equivalent of, does it need to move? WD-40. Should it not move? Duct tape.
Exactly.
Well, thank you for coming on, man. I really do appreciate it.
Of course, it was fun. Just right. Means more time with my Pookie.
Now we welcome what we tend to call sellout time. Please rate 5 stars, like, comment. On Spotify, there is the option to give us ideas, to talk to us, tell us what we can do better in the section right below the recording. So we're on Spotify, Apple, Google, pretty much anywhere you can find a podcast. Thank you for listening. Please listen again and have a good day.